This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. A few new cases of the Mpox virus are popping up in Colorado. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
Denver's health department confirmed three recent cases. Two of them involved people fully vaccinated with two doses of the Mpox vaccine. Breakthrough cases can occur as no vaccine provides 100% protection. Since the height of the outbreak last summer, cases of Mpox have dropped in the state. But the health department says it will keep monitoring cases and transmission. The agency says it will resume updating Mpox case counts on its website every week. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The federal government is giving Denver $8.6 million to help offset the cost of the city's migrant response. Since December, Denver has spent more than twice that to shelter migrants arriving from the U.S. border, many from Venezuela. The Denver mayor's office says the city continues to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars a week and will need millions more to cover the full cost of Denver's migrant response. A push in Pueblo to change the city's form of government is back on the agenda. In the coming weeks, Pueblo City Council will again decide whether to put the question up to a public vote. It's the second time in as many months the council will vote to allow the ballot measure after a failed petition effort. The measure would ask voters in November if they would like to switch from a strong mayor form of government back to one run by the city manager. You're listening to CPR News. It's coming up on 7:06, and more Colorado Matters is next.